And now back to Leanne Zaharovich and Women Mean Business, a presentation of Today's Woman Network.
I hope you are enjoying your day and enjoying your time with us here on Sunday. I am Leanne Zaharovich, your host, and a lot of the information that we are providing you today is online. And I just want to mention that the book report on Think and Grow Rich, I'm going to put that on my website, alignedperformance.com, so you don't have to worry about feverishly writing notes. And also, Tiffany's information about the six thinking hats is on her website, Ready to Act, and that's with the number two. And of course, the recording of this show and other shows you may enjoy are on our website, todayswomannetwork.com. Before we left you, we were wrapping up the concept of the six thinking hats. And, you know, Tiffany, I think it's really important for anyone to know not just what their style is, but much like we were talking in an earlier segment about knowing how other people are thinking, what their style is, and then being conscious of that so as to avoid conflict, to make sure that we're thinking of every avenue. Would you say that that's true?
Yeah, in fact, I can give you a real-life example of that because that's what I'm about, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times, and I think people have had this experience when you're in a meeting and maybe you're trying to, you know, brainstorm and or come up with ideas or maybe even a solution on something, and somebody comes up with an idea and then someone else shoots it down, or someone comes up with a fact and then somebody starts questioning the facts. And those that type of thinking is usually around white hat and black hat thinking, and it doesn't really move the process forward. It just kind of goes back and forth. And I was working with a particular client that was working on a multi-million dollar project, and the senior leadership had a decision that they needed to make, and they had made a decision, and the team went into action around this decision and had deployed human resources, equipment, materials, put planning together, had people working, and then leadership would change their mind in a couple of weeks. And so the team would jump in action again, and they would again put a plan into place and start executing based on that decision. And then the senior management team changed their mind again.
Oh,
and
my God, that would drive me crazy.
For a couple of months, and it was costing the company enormous amounts of time and energy and money and rework, and the morale of the team was plummeting because of this.
Sure.
And so they contacted me and said, can you help us come up with the decision that everybody will actually stick to?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is a perfect candidate for the six thinking hat technique. So what mm-hmm. we did is we got everybody in a room who were the decision makers and the technical experts, and I facilitated a meeting using that six thinking hat technique so that we made sure that everybody was able to get all their facts and data out, how they felt about it, what they thought the cons are, what are the pros, what are the ideas that we had, and made sure that we went through, again, in a systematic way, everybody wearing the same hat at the same time, and that's the key. And make sure that everybody's heard, everybody hears everybody else's ideas, and as the blue hat, the facilitator, capturing that in writing so everybody could see it, we could evaluate it and come up with a solution that they actually stuck with finally after 2 months of back and forth.
Did you actually bring to the surface the idea of the different hats, or did you just facilitate in a way that brought it to life?
You know, this particular company that I worked with was composed of a lot of engineers, and engineers like process, and they like systems, and they like knowing how things are going to happen before they happen, so they can be prepared. So for mm-hmm. that particular group, it made sense for me to do a very brief explanation about what the six thinking hats were and how we were going to move through the meeting. So that when I told everybody, okay, now we're going to wear our red hat, they knew what I meant.
Ah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And even
but
if it's
again,
contrary...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, even if it's contrary to the normal style, so if I am normally pointing out risks and cons and I'm asked to think about thinking outside the box, that might be a little bit of a stretch for me.
Yeah, it certainly can be. And of course, we can't force anybody to have a new idea. Wouldn't that be nice if we could, right?
Okay, be creative.
We try to force ourselves to do that all the time. But we can spend time thinking about a new idea, whether one emerges or not. So that's one of the things that I like about the technique, is it's not forceful. It's just methodical.
Mm-hmm. So when companies have to make a decision with a lot of people in the room, they can call you to facilitate that conversation. When else would they call you?
Well, there's a couple of other examples. Sometimes they get called to facilitate leadership-type meetings. So those meetings, you might have different goals. So we may be doing strategic planning. There might be some leadership team building. It could be around training and getting them more effective as leaders. So it depends, of course, you know, what the objective is, but I help with all of that. And one of the things that I get excited about with that is getting not only, you know, the six thinking hats and getting people to use thinking styles, but also access their entire experience. A lot of times in the corporate world, when we go into things like that, we put on our analytical thinking brain, which is typically our left side of our brain, and we don't always access that right side of our brain where that creativity comes in and we use past experiences. And so I actually have another service called Offsite to Insight, and what we do is we take people offsite into a different environment so that they have a way to access that other side of their brain. And that gets them thinking more fully about what solutions and possibilities exist versus just their normal way of thinking.
I think that's so important, because if you're in the same four walls all the time, it's harder to think of new ideas. And quite honestly, when I get stuck, and let's say I'm writing some curriculum for a client, or I'm writing a new program, if I'm stuck, I'll go to a toy store or the hobby store or just someplace I've never been, even the bookstore, and it juices me up again and gives me new ideas.
That's so smart, Leanne. If everybody did that, then people wouldn't need me, right, to help them facilitate that environment. But, you know, one particular company that I just worked with is a family-owned business that's been around for over 60 years, and they've had extremely low turnover. So a lot of people on that management team have been working there for 20, 30, and 40 years. And these people haven't had any outside experiences to help influence some of the best practices that are out there. So mm-hmm. One thing that we did is we got them off-site, and we took them to a place in Golden, Colorado called the American Mountaineering Center, and it has a museum about climbing mountains. They have an exhibit on Mount Everest, and they talk about altitude sickness and avalanches and the equipment that you need. And what we did is we had people take a tour of that museum and get exposed to that type of environment, and then we used it as an analogy for their business. It's
That's
like we're
great.
Coming up with strategy, we were building teams, you know, what are the things that we can use that as an analogy, you know, what is an avalanche in your business?
Mm-hmm. These are great ideas, Tiffany, and if people want to get in a hold of Tiffany, you can go to her website, Ready to Act, that's with the number 2. Check out the article on the 6 thinking hats. I think that was a great analogy. Tiffany, it's been a pleasure having you on Women Mean Business. You can find resources that we talked about on this show on our Facebook page, Today's Woman Network. You'll find my article on Thinking Grow Rich. You'll find Tiffany's website. And most importantly, go to our website, Today's Woman Network, the show and other shows you may enjoy. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you next Sunday.
Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Leanne Zaharovich and Women Mean Business, a presentation of Today's Woman Network. To listen to this show and other shows you may enjoy, visit us online, todayswomannetwork.com.